In the proceedings the coroner's done to decide whether the inquest should be opened, I've looked at her judgment. The coroner intends to focus on the areas that might have been the knowledge of the police or the state before the pub bombings, and she feels there's areas she should examine, and I support the decision she's reached. And as we've supported through these proceedings, we will support openly through the coroner's inquest to help her make the decisions she needs to make. There is a considerable amount of information from the reinvestigations we carried out in the 1990s and the more recent review we did in 2012-14. So we will be supplying that information, and of course, as has happened during these proceedings, if more information comes to light, we'll do further inquiries around that as well. Certainly we'll be able to provide some context around the events of 1974, which I think you identify these were not the only bombs that took place here in the Midlands. And I think that will be the coroner's inquest to determine whether the actions of the force or indeed the state in general were right or not at that time. The investigation into Birmingham pub bombings is the biggest failing in the force's history. We perpetuated a miscarriage of justice by falsifying confessions. So there has been, you know, a huge amount of damage over the years to the reputation of the force because of the way we conducted that. But West Midlands Police in 2016, you know, our reputation stands on the way we conduct ourselves through these proceedings, the way we share information and help and support the coroner. I think we've shown that through the recent hearings, and we'll continue to do that through the inquest, because there is nothing the force of 2016 has to fear from an examination of the events of 1974.